You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You are on 95 BFM. Kia ora e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. On the line, over in Nam, we have got the wonderful Jen Kloa. Kia ora Jen, how are you this morning?
Kia ora e hoa, I'm really well, thanks. Yeah, it's nice and early here, nice and early.
Yeah, thank you so much for getting up. What is it, 6:30 for you?
Yeah, well, very rock and roll.
Very rock and roll. Hey, thanks for chatting with us. It's exciting to see you are heading back our way very soon, actually. Just over a week and a little bit, you'll be playing a bunch of solo shows here in Auckland. You're going to be at the Wine Cellar and then down in Ototahi at Space Academy and the Vogelmorn in Te Whanganui a Tara on the 22nd as well. What a lovely collection of shows. How's your summer been? What have you been getting up to?
Yeah, oh look, I'm really looking forward to coming back. We played a couple of shows for the album launches last year in Te Whanganui Ātara and Tāmaki Makaurau. And that was like band, you know, big band situation, which was really fun. But these are just going to be, just more of a sort of conversational, more of a hang, you know. And I love those kinds of shows. It's just a lot more kind of relaxed, and I'm even going to read a few poems from my poetry collection.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. What's your poetry collection called, Jen?
It's called Ihu, and it's actually a collection of poems, just a little kind of booklet, really. It wasn't some big kind of Bible of poetry or anything, but just, that accompanied the album. So it was kind of like a little bit of a, I don't know, like a piece that went alongside the record. So I thought I might pull that out, you know, have a cup of tea, read some poems, play some songs, tell people some stories. Just the kind of stuff you don't normally get to do when you're playing a rock show, I guess.
Yeah, totally. I was just thinking about that. Obviously, those shows where you came with the full band, that's such a special experience in its own right. But for an album like the one that, you know, you've been celebrating here, I Am the River Is Me, that there's so much of this record has come out of a personal journey for you and a lot of wānanga and kind of exploration. And I imagine it makes a lot of sense to give it this conversational context where you can maybe let it breathe in a different way.
Yeah, that's right. And it's really the first time that I'm getting that opportunity, because last year we were touring all around the world as a band. And so this year I'm just focusing on having that more intimate experience. And actually, that was the way that I first was introduced to playing shows in Aotearoa, was opening for Tiny Ruins around the Motu in 2019. It was like a dream tour because we were playing in all of these beautiful halls, you know.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's such a different way of presenting music, but I love it as much. I mean, there's more that falls on your shoulders because you're kind of standing there playing, you know, the guitar, singing, holding it together. But there's a real connection and intimacy and exchange that I don't think you normally get when you're, you know, with a band. So, yeah, really looking forward to it, really looking forward.
Absolutely. It also feels like a really nice thing to do at this kind of stage of the year, because I'm sure it's been the same for you guys over the ditch, but it's been a really busy summer here. There's been a lot of fantastic music going on. There's been also, you know, a lot of really big political movement going on, a lot of that not so fantastic. And I think there's something really nice about getting a chance to actually sit and have a kind of almost like a reflective space with some music that can help kind of maybe facilitate a little bit of that restful thinking or something. Perhaps I'm trying to put too much on it there, but I feel like that will be nice, a really nice thing to do.
No, I think you're actually spot on, Rachel. It's been huge, you know, like we've sort of spoken about it before, but the recent stats have that 1 in 4 Māori live in Te Whenua Moemoeā, so-called Australia. And we watch, you know, things very closely across here. And, you know, it's kind of spooky because we had this, you know, referendum over here last year called the Voice Referendum, which was deciding whether or not First Nations people, so Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the Indigenous people of these lands, could have an advisory board that were written into the Constitution that didn't actually have any real kind of power. So they wouldn't be able to make decisions. They were just bringing advice to the government, to the Commonwealth. And, you know, like it was not surprising, but heartbreaking to see this country, this colony, vote against, you know, the people here having that voice, and watching the stuff that's rolling out at the moment back home in Aotearoa, you just can't help but see that there's really similar tactics. Mm. So yeah, I've got to say, you know, I'm really looking forward to sitting down. I'm really looking forward to having a kōrero about that. And also, you know, some of the songs on my record weirdly kind of echo some of the themes, you know, songs like Protest Song. It kind of captures some of the stuff that I think we're seeing all around the world around Indigenous resistance and Indigenous rights.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. This album is also, it's a year old now, which is almost exactly a year old. That's quite a significant milestone. How's your thinking around this record sort of deepened or shifted over that year?
Ah, such a great question. I think it's really the most important thing for me around music is taking it to the stage, because that's where the relational feedback loop starts to happen. Obviously, people will send me messages, just, you know, put comments on my social pages. But when you're standing looking at people's faces and seeing how the music is, you know, stirring them, that's where I really feel like, that's why I do this. And I've got to say that, you know, as much as I love touring in Europe, the UK, here in Ahitereia, when I came back home to do the shows, there was something that happened where there was a cultural understanding, because obviously it's not just Māori but Pākehā that share in the rich culture that Māori, you know, have, I guess, taken care of, the āwhi of our culture.
Mm.
And people respect it and know it and understand it. And so when I was playing those shows, I didn't have to do as much of the kind of like, this is what this means. And, yeah. You know, the explaining sort of was less of a burden. But the beautiful thing was really seeing things land and going, people know what I'm talking about. And having other Māori in the audience, in the crowd, that kind of tautoko was really significant, meant a lot to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I can't wait to have you back here in Aotearoa to play these shows, Jen. To remind everyone, March 15 at the Wine Cellar with Arahi, and then March 16 at Space Academy in Ōtautahi with Pickle Darling, and March the 22nd at the Vogel Morn with Te Kurahuia in Te Whanganui a Tara. Those are some great little supports you've got there, and a really lovely tour lined up. Can't wait to have you back, Jen. Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
Oh, such a pleasure, Rachel. And I hope that you manage the transition from summer into autumn with, I don't know, enough hoodies and good socks.
Yeah, definitely starting to feel like that here in Tāmaki. Maybe we're all just a bit soft. I'm sure everyone in the South Island is shaking their head at us. We're going to listen to He Tokutu Moana, which features the wonderful Te Kahu. Thanks so much, Jen Kloa. We will see you very soon.
Cheers, my friend.
Kai tengi ha te ahi O tu ai wa e taku kai rangi Titiru whakarunga Kua whetu rangi te ao kaumatua He tukatū moana Hei
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.